Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. Now you can drink your Tito's from a double insulated, refillable, cold, hard can. In all these canned drinking places, we don't make seltzers. You do.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hola, gente. Me llamo Tiana y este es un programa en español para todo el país. Y ahora yo me voy a introducir las cosas a ti. Me llamo Tiana Speaks y este es Yo Nací para Amarte. It's a product of WBNN, on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. En el área ahora desde Lagos, Nigeria, marque 516-453-9133. Presione el número 1 en el teclado para hablar con nosotros. Esto es traído a usted por Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ahora yo me voy a hablar y yo soy no hispana, pero me gusta la gente de España. ¿Por qué es bueno, personas? Cuando yo estaba joven, yo quería aprender mucho. Yo quería aprender español cuando yo tenía 13 y 14 años. Yo puedo leer, yo puedo escribir, yo puedo hablar. Si tú tienes hijos, yo pensé, tú necesitas hablar con ellos en español. For my English-speaking people, I just introduced and I just said that I am not Hispanic. However, I learned Spanish when I was 13 and 14 years old. I learned in high school when, you know, my teacher was actually a Russian teacher, and I really wanted to learn a lot. And I really encourage the population, the Hispanic population. There's a lot of people who are Hispanic who do not teach their kids the language, and it is just a shame. It is absolutely a shame because you can learn so much from different backgrounds. You know, I've learned a lot. Yo aprendí mucho de la gente hispana. Me gusta la familia, me gusta el lenguaje, me gusta la cultura. I like the language, the people, and the culture. Now, I have two guests today, and one will be joining us at 10 o'clock tonight. And the other one is a fitness trainer from New Jersey, and will be speaking, and I will be asking a couple of questions. And hopefully, you guys will get a good program today from me and my guests because I believe that I chose a lot of two good people. Now, hay problemas en la cultura de los latinos en los Estados Unidos y no puedo hablar de eso porque no soy sana, pero la gente que viene and este, and the people who are coming on this show will be able to tell you their experiences, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the questions, and we're going to do the show in English and Spanish because I want everybody to get a good, you know, a good feeling for this show. You got to listen to this show because we're going to show so much love to the Latin community, because I know there's a lot of people who are bilingual as well, and we love you. We definitely, definitely love you. So I have a lot of questions that I want to ask, you know, and I will be asking them to the guests when they come on. Now, there's things with immigration that I want to speak about, and I'm going to speak about this in English first. I basically don't have the same views that a lot of people have as far as immigration is concerned. I was told a story by someone, and I'm going to have her as a guest so you guys can enjoy this story, but actually how she was fleeing her country at gunpoint. And I don't think we understand what it's like when we do this. So I think we are, as Americans, we are really judgmental, and I think we need to stop because we don't know the issues on why people come to our country. So what issues do Latinos face in America? ¿Qué problemas enfrentan los Latinos en Estados Unidos? ¿Y qué podemos aprender todos de la cultura hispana? What can we learn from the Hispanic culture? So I would say, as an American, I love the family aspect of the Hispanic people. They stick together. They stick together. La familia de las hispanas son juntos, con amor. Y cuando yo ve eso, yo tengo mucho amor para la gente. Y yo espero que mi familia, mucho amor, pero no. I said I wish that my family had the love that I see the Hispanic community show each other. And I spent 5 hours on the beach. Yo estaba en la playa para 5 horas con mi esposo. Y hay una familia de hispana, una hermano, una hermana, una toda la familia, y me gusta. Pero en este país es no posible. Yo no sé por qué. I just explained how what family members, they were sticking together on the beach. And in this country, it doesn't seem possible for this to happen because we don't stick together in this country. We don't do that and with family. And one of the things that was discussed was from my, basically one of my guests, is that they live in a community together. Ellos viven en una comunidad juntos y ellos tienen dinero, ellos tienen familia, ellos tienen todo. So, pero ahora, pista, siguiente por International DJ Legend Olatsky. Track next by International DJ Legend.
Pa bravo yo que soy mulato oscuro, tengo la mente en mi sitio y estoy bueno de salud. Pa bravo yo que tengo sentimiento, tengo sangre de africano y canto con gran virtud. Sé lo que en la tumba el cencerro y el mundo. Pa bravo yo, pa bravo yo te lo digo. Pa bravo yo. Que bravo soy yo. bravo, permíteme aplaudir la forma de herir mi sentimiento. Bravo yo.
Si te unes a nosotros, está escuchando. Yo nací para amarte. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Was Born to Love You, a product of WBNN, un producto de WBNN. Y yo tengo una persona ahora que yo quiero para él a hablar con la gente. Eric, ¿tú eres aquí?
¿Qué tal?
Hola.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien?
Okay. Yo quiero para tú presentarte a la gente. I want him to introduce himself to the people.
Claro, claro, cómo no. Mi nombre es Eric Paredes. Estoy contento y agradecido de estar aquí en este programa de radio con mi amiga y Ana y los audiovidentes que nos escuchan. Como les dije, mi nombre es Eric Paredes. He sido en Estados Unidos, en el estado de Nueva Jersey, y soy de raza dominicana. Nacido y criado en la República Dominicana, residiendo aquí en Estados Unidos ahora.
So guys, he's born in Dominican Republic. His name is Eric, and I'm gonna let you talk to the English, you know, speaking people of anything you want to say to them as well, because I want them to hear you as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So also, and I'm blessed to be able to be fluent on both Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and raised in the Dominican Republic. Now I reside in the United States in the state of New Jersey. And dedicating myself to work, study, and serve my community.
Okay. Yo tengo preguntas para ti. I have questions for him. Y yo quiero saber qué tipo de problemas enfrenten los hispanos con el empleo.
Pregunta. Puedo responder esa pregunta de primera mano, ya que yo formo parte de una comunidad que sirve a la comunidad. Se llama Eastern Service Workers Association. Nosotros no somos fundados por el gobierno, no recibimos ningún subsidio del gobierno. Y todo lo que hacemos o podemos lograr dentro de la comunidad es por medio de un esfuerzo mutuo en equipo, por medio de la colaboración de los mismos miembros. Uno de los problemas más grandes que la comunidad latina se enfrenta es la inigualdad en el desempleo. Puede que eso se deba a la falta de educación en la cultura o quizá falta de oportunidades. Pero usualmente nosotros ayudamos a muchas personas de la comunidad latina que siempre nos llegan con un caso u otro. Problemas de migración, problemas de legales con otros asuntos legales, problemas de con las compañías eléctricas, problemas de falta de comida o ropa. Siempre estamos ayudando a la comunidad latina en estas áreas.
¿Y tú piensas la problema es solo en este país con los hispanos, sí?
Ya que yo no he ido, yo no he visitado otros países donde, aparte de Canadá, aparentemente en lugares como Canadá no se refleja tanto esos problemas, ya que yo pienso que la razón por eso es que la comunidad latina es superior aquí en Estados Unidos.
Okay, So we just spoke about the problems that Hispanics face in America with employment. And I asked him, you know, was it just the problems in this particular country? And he said it's other countries as well, you know, lack of food and clothing and problems, legal problems, legal problems and a lack of food, lack of clothing. And if you wanted to say a little bit in English to the English-speaking people, you know, you're welcome to share your thoughts in English as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, usually we, well, people come to us from the Spanish community, and typically it's either, and this has been going on since COVID. By the way, we were probably one of the first ones to be able to help people out with food giveaways and stuff. And up until this day, since COVID, we still get people coming into our doors, you know, needing like, you know, emergency food or some clothing, or they weren't able to pay their bills on time. The electric, you know, electricity company are threatening people to, you know, cut down their services, issues like that. Also legal issues as far as, you know, most people don't have access to a lawyer or somebody that can kind of guide them into the right, you know, steps and actions to be able to legalize themselves, or maybe they found themselves dealing with certain issues. For example, we had a person who was assaulted at his job by somebody who was raised or born in this country. They said, and that guy was never prosecuted, and 2 months later, the guy or the Hispanic family came to us seeking for certain advice, because we actually had lawyers that are volunteers as well, and we were able to help him out that way and see what we, you know, how we can resolve the those kind of issues or help them out.
Okay. So, espera para un momento, porque nosotros tenemos una track mix de International DJ Olatsky.
Cual prisionera perpetua, encontré atada al fracaso, y creyendo en tus promesas de amor, yo te refugié en mis brazos. Recuerdo que al encontrarte, hoy que tienes otra vida, ya te sientes liberada. Terminó la pesadilla, mujer, de tu vida fracasada. No cumples con tus promesas de amor, de aquello no queda nada. Olvidaste al carcelero, mujer, que preparó tu escapada, mas no te guardo rencor, pues fui muy feliz contigo, solo, solo me queda el dolor, que no lo fuiste conmigo. ¿Acaso ha sido en ti un trampolín de piscina? Espero haberte servido, mujer, y que sea feliz tu vida. haberte servido, mujer, y que sea feliz tu vida.
Gente, si te unos a nosotros, estás escuchando Yo por Amarte. Yo nací para amarte. Yo tengo llamador uno. ¿Quién eres y desde dónde llamas? We have caller one. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Chan, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Yo soy bien. I'm good.
So I want to say hello to your guests as well. Hi, sweetheart.
Eric, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Hello there.
Hi, Eric. Something interesting, Tiana, you know, about Spanish families not teaching their children the language. Well, my family's from Italy, my dad. And, you know, when they came here, they just wanted to learn how to speak English and be Americans. And, you know, so my parents only spoke American English in the house. So me and my brother never really learned the Italian language. And I'm so upset about that. So you were right about what you said about that. I wish I learned the language. But growing up in Long Island City, on my block was a family from Cuba. Me and Titi, we were best friends growing up. And we all got to kind of reunite through Facebook, which was really cool. But I remember eating there and thinking, you know, this food is amazing. And so me and my mom loved Spanish food. My brother married a Puerto Rican girl 25 years ago, maybe 30 now, whatever it's been. And we were so happy thinking we were going to get this great Spanish food. And I'm the vegan chef. She can't cook, so I have to make her rice and beans. How's that?
Oh. You said a lot. I don't know if I can remember anything.
I had to just tell you all that. I had to. But this is a cool show.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. When is your next show?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm not home, but it's the same week as Hooney. So it's the Tuesday night.
I think you should.
It is. Next Tuesday night, y'all. Next Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, y'all.
Okay.
There you go.
Gracias para llamando. Eric, thank you for calling. Thank you very much for calling. Eric, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Yo tengo,
estoy aquí.
yo, oh, ¿Tú quieres decir una cosa a ella? Do you want
sí,
to say
seguro
something
que sí. Sure, sure. So about children not being able to speak their native
Pero en
language
español.
Is very unfortunate. But I would say it's never too late. You know, find your roots and maybe study some. It'll probably be easier than most if you actually reach out, you know, and try and learn a little bit more than what you already know. But I would advise all parents to try and teach their kids, you know, the native language because it's a beautiful thing. You give your kids an opportunity. You give your kids an advantage for the future so that they can be able to speak, you know, several or more than one language. That's a beautiful thing.
Y yo quiero para tú hablar en español también para la gente que habla español.
Seguro que sí. A los padres y a las madres que residen aquí en Estados Unidos, los que ya hablan el español, sería muy bueno que se preocuparan por enseñarle a sus hijos el lenguaje nativo, porque es una ventaja. Es una ventaja grandísima que se le ofrece a sus hijos, que probablemente la puedan utilizar en un futuro no muy lejano. Un niño que sea bilingüe posee la habilidad de comunicarse con dos personas de diferente idioma, y eso es una cosa muy linda.
Bueno. Ahora nosotros tenemos llamaron dos. ¿Quién eres? Caller number two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Buenas tardes. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jennifer from Marscamp, my fellow host here.
Hello.
I'm a bit congested, so I'm a fellow host here on WBNN, and I love your show tonight. At first, when I tuned in, I was like, oh, this is Spanish and English, but I really like the sentiment because, like, my father was from Curaçao, so cerca de Venezuela. Es un isla. So the island right above Venezuela, and my mom is Caribbean, but my mom only spoke English, so primarily at home we only spoke English, but my dad spoke Spanish, Dutch, Papiamet, and English fluently, so four languages. So I took Spanish in high school, but since if you don't practice it every day, you lose it, and then a lot of my friends here down in the South, are Mexican or Mexican-American, so they speak slang, and it's different than the type of Spanish that my dad spoke because it's more so like Castellano, I believe that's what it's called, so it's different.
Okay. Yo quiero hablar contigo. I want to talk with you. Y dice, tú eres una buena persona. You are such a good person. And yo tengo mucho amor para ti. I have a lot of love for you and how you speak, how you support, and you are absolutely wonderful. And I wanted to extend my arms to you for your you know, what you went through. You know, I won't say on the show, but like, you know, what you went through. I just think you're wonderful. And I wanted to say that to you. You're absolutely
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you.
Person. Yes. I wanted to say that.
Yo me gusta, yo quiero practicar mi español. Yo hablo más o menos. I really like Dominicanas. So one of my good friends who does my hair is Dominican, and so she does my Dominican blowout when I do it. So I really love, like, the Dominican culture, and my goal is to, like, go to the Dominican Republic soon. I haven't been yet. And I just love the vibe tonight, and I really like the fact that y'all are spreading awareness for the Latin community and just bringing everyone together and just talking about these issues because it happens, and I feel like so many times it gets swept under the rug. And I also feel like, too, in the Latino, Hispanic, all of that culture, sometimes people come here and they want to fit in so bad that they forget to tap back into their roots. And I want to tell people, never forget your roots or where you came from, and don't turn your back on your people because those people help make you who you are today.
Yes, Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And yo quiero practicar también. Porque yo aprendí en escuela. Solo dos años de escuela. I said I want to, you know, talk and practice more because, you know, 2 years of high school, you know, it's important because you need to learn about the cultures. You know, you learn so much, not just Hispanic culture, but all cultures. But the one thing I will say I love so much is that they stick together. And you can learn so much from that. And I appreciate your call so much. I really do. I'm sorry, did you want to say something else?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling. Oh, when's your next show?
It is August 8th, I believe. Let me just double check really quick. I do it every 4 Mondays. I believe it's August 8th, but let me not. No, August 7th. That's a Monday. August 7th. And I have a podcast, too. So whenever I'm not on air, I'm on my own podcast. It's Gems with Genesis Mars Kemp.
Yes, you are wonderful. Tú eres muy buena. Muy, muy, muy inteligente. You're very intelligent. So keep doing what you're doing. Claro que sí.
Claro, te amo mucho.
Te amo tú también, igualmente. Thank you. Y tengan buena noche. Ahora tenemos una canción próxima por Internacional DJ Oletsky. We have a song next by DJ Oletsky.
La vida y en su pasar va dejando huellas, hay que admitirlo, es la realidad, nadie escapa de ella. Cuántos tuvieron ratos de angustia y hoy están viviendo mejor, cuántos tuvieron ratos felices y ahora están sufriendo. Es la vida, caja de sorpresas. Hoy felicidad, mañana tristeza, tiene sus propias leyes, regidas por el tiempo que las aplica al pasar. Cuando se llega el momento que las aplica al pasar, cuando es preciso el momento. Adiós, que te vaya bien, Belén. Oye bien.
Caja de sorpresa.
Caja de sorpresa.
Hoy felicidad, mañana tristeza.
Dicen la vida es un rombo. De eso yo no tengo dudas. Aquel que la sepa brincar, se le hace menos dura. Óyeme pura.
cuidado con los golpes bajos, porque a la lona te van a tirar y no te vas a parar. Oye bien.
De unos a nosotros está escuchando Yo Nací Para Amarte. If you're just joining us, you are now listening to I Was Born to Love You. En el aire, ahora desde Lagos, Nigeria, marque 516-453-9133. Presione el número 1 en el teclado para hablar con nosotros. Esto es traído a usted por Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ahora yo tengo un otro invitado maravilloso. Emilio, ¿tú eres ahí? Hola.
Sí.
¿Cómo estás?
Escucha.
yo quiero para ti presentarte a la gente, por favor, en inglés y español, si tú puedes.
Okay, my name is Emilio Gittin. I'm a Afro-Latino from Panama, and I've been in the U.S. over 35 years, raised in Panama. Then I came to the U.S., then I went back to Panama, then I came back. So my family is Panamanian. My first wife was Panamanian, and I remarried. My second wife is Panamanian. And I was in the military, traveled abroad, and I worked law enforcement for the Department of Justice. I'm retired now. Now I'm involved with my church. I'm a deacon of my church. And my main goal is to help everyone, but especially, you know, the Latin American community, because sometimes I feel that they are forgotten. So I try to help a lot.
Yes.
Mi nombre es Emilio Antonio Gittin. Soy de Panamá. Estoy aquí como 35 años. Nací en Panamá. Y vine a Estados Unidos cuando yo soy un joven, como 7 años, y después regresé a Panamá, y después a Estados Unidos. Mi familia era de Panamá y Nueva York, Brooklyn. Y yo hace como 6 años en la militaria, después salió, trabajo en policía para la DOJ, el Department of Justice. Y trabajo por allá como 27 años, retirado el fin de diciembre de 31. Y ahora está en la iglesia, es un deacon en la iglesia. Me gusta ayudar a todo mi gente latino, porque yo creo que la gente latino, nadie piensa en esa gente. Solamente la cosa para Estados Unidos te gasta para la gente latino. Hay más que necesita que hacer. Okay.
Bueno. Yo tengo preguntas para, y primero yo quiero saber ahora qué problemas enfrentan los latinos en Estados Unidos. What problems do Latinos face in the U.S.? Si tú puedes hablar en inglés y español también, por favor.
One of the things I see is a lot of Latinos, when they come to the U.S., and they were schooled like in Santo Domingo, Panama, all the Latin countries, they got degrees that the U.S. don't recognize the degrees. And I think they're losing a lot of talented people based on the fact, how can you be a doctor in your country and come here and can't even practice medicine? Yeah, I think they could, you know, hire them, and then they could start doing other classes. You know, they have a time period to finish, you know, finish the schooling that's necessary that the U.S. think they need a more schooling for. But and another thing I think is the documents, because I work for the Department of Justice. I know how the documents work. You come in and you got to wait and you got to wait. Then people don't really read English, and they pay other people to do their documents. And I think they paying too much money because, you know, I did documents for my family, and it wasn't that, you know, I don't think they should pay that type of price. And the work also, the low pay, I think people just work because they know they're making more than what they made in their country. But I think they should be able to work more because a lot of the American citizens don't want to take certain jobs. But these jobs, they need people to work in. It's important jobs. And I think they should pay. They should get medical benefits. I think all that stuff they should do.
Wow.
Yo creo que la gente de la latinos cuando vino para acá y salió de la universidad con un profesor, un doctor, uno maestro, un enfermería, un gente que trabaja mecánico y cosas así. Por ejemplo, un médico, tú tienes ese papel. Y cuando tú entras a Estados Unidos, tú no puedes hacer trabajo, pues dice que tu papel no es nada. Tú no tienes la clase que necesitan aquí en Estados Unidos. Yo creo que los Estados Unidos dice, ok, tú puedes trabajar por medio de otra persona y tú tienes que terminar la clase en 2 años, 3 años, y después tú puedes hacer trabajo de doctor, el mismo trabajo que tú hiciste en tu país. Yo creo que la gente viene acá también, trabaja mucho y no paguen. Y la gente que necesita que hace la papel para meter para residencia por Estados Unidos, paga mucho, otra persona para hacer la papel, está pagando mucho. Pero yo creo, yo hice el papel para mí y tú. Y la gente sabe inglés, es largo, pero no es difícil. Y tú tienes tu papel, tu papel de tu país, tú metes todas las cosas ahí adentro. Tú sabes dónde tu trabajo, antes, dónde tu dirección, dónde tú vives y cosas aquí. Así tú sabes el nombre de tu padre, pone el nombre de tu padre, cuando casas tu padre, cosas así es en la papel. Tú tienes hijos, pone el nombre de tu hijo, tú tienes esposo, pongo eso. Cosa también y termina ese papel y también tú puedes esa cosa, no tienes que pagar mucho dinero, pero la gente no hace eso y después siempre dice que tiene que hacer otra cosa, pero yo creo que la gente puede hacer ese papel pagando mucho dinero, pero esa persona paga 5,000, 10,000 es mucho para gente para hacer la papel verde. Y
buena información, pero espero, por favor, porque nosotros tenemos una canción de DJ o la International DJ Olatsky.
De mucho, International. Hola.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to I Was Born to Love You. En el área ahora, desde Lagos, Nigeria, marque 516-453-9133. Presione el número 1 en el teclado para hablar con nosotros. Esto es traído a usted por Ngozita Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press number 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ahora tenemos la persona que llame 3. ¿Desde dónde llamas? Caller 3, ¿quién eres? And where are you calling from? Who are you?
Ana El Arabia. Ana El Arabia Nubarajan. Ana Usmiti Huni Bakatun. Awa Saur Bata El Mutagabiru Wahid. I am the traveling Nuba man. My travel name, of course, is Huni Bakatun, also known as the Majestic One. How y'all doing tonight?
Just Fabian, I'm good.
Yeah, that's old Nubic. Old Nubic is my grandfather's first language. The first one to come here in 1909. And it's sort of a lost language now. It's actually been blended in, you know, once we started mixing, on behalf of my grandfather, once we started mixing ancient tribal Nuban people and started mixing with a lot of the Arabs that came in to ancient Nuba, you know, so that was the old Nubic that my grandfather used to speak. But anyway, I'm enjoying this, and language is very, very important. I noticed that over here in America, most modern migrants, they already come here speaking more than one language. And actually being standing in America for various generations, a lot of people have been maimed from that. And as always, I give thanks to All in All, or, you know, being used, talking about Hall of Fame 4-time for putting together this show. And you, of course, African Anna. Now, you're not fooling me. I know who you are.
My brother, how are you doing today?
Yes.
How are you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing excellent. But, you know, this is a step in the right direction. I know this is something that I heard a Hall of Fame 4-time speak about many, many years ago, and to be able to bear witness what's taking tonight. And I felt within my heart of hearts that you would be a great asset to that. And, you know, I can't stress enough, you are multi-talented, and I can't wait to be able to collaborate with you in the future, okay?
Thank you. Yo tengo amor para la gente. I just, you know, I have love for the people, and I just care a lot. So it just, whatever it is that people see, is just, they see my heart. That's what they see. So whatever you admire, I really appreciate it. But for me, my strength comes in when I'm able to touch that one, even just that one person. That's what matters to me the most. And I always appreciate your support. You always support me. You always send me nice text messages encouraging me. And I want to let you know that you are absolutely wonderful. And I appreciate you. And I'm glad that tú eres mi familia. You are my family. And I greatly appreciate you. Very, very much.
I know that's right. Love you with the heart and soul of me. Let me do this plug. You know, we do episodes as me and my DJ, which will be next Thursday, and we'll be doing volume one of Movies That Made Us, taking it back to the Black Exploitation era, and we're going to kick it off with Uptown Saturday Night. And this is a special dedication to the late, great Harry Belafonte. That'll be 9:30 next Thursday, okay? And let the host of We Will Away You.
All right. I thank you so much for calling. And I appreciate your support. I just want you to know that very, very much. Eric, yo tengo pregunta para ti. ¿Qué piensas? What was shared with Deacon Emilio? What he said? What do you, ¿qué tú piensas de eso? En inglés y español, si tú puedes.
Sí, claro. Muchas de las familias, como él mencionó, ya vienen sabiendo dos lenguajes, porque en los países fuera de Estados Unidos se ha convertido moda el poder hablar el inglés, porque eso, como mencioné anteriormente, crea oportunidades. Por ejemplo, las personas en otros países pueden trabajar en sitios como call centers, y eso genera grandes cantidades de dinero a comparación con la economía de acuerdo a ese país.
I
believe the reason why, you know, most people, you know, modern immigrants already come here knowing more than one language is because, you know, they see the importance of being able to speak, you know, at least the English language or more languages, because like I mentioned before, it creates opportunities, and that's something we need to emphasize in our children and make sure that they do get the opportunity, because it's an easy opportunity that will be naturally, you know, instilled into them if we do it, you know, at an early age.
That's great. So yo tengo una pregunta para tú y él también. Yo quiero saber cuáles son las diferentes vivas de la inmigración. What are the different perspectives? I want to know what are the different perspectives of immigration, because you spoke about that, and he also spoke about that. But I want to ask you what is your perspective?
¿En qué sentido? And you mean in immigration as a whole?
Yes.
That's a good question. Perspectiva. Yo creo que la migración es bueno. Movimiento es vida. You know, people migrate. It's been done throughout history. It's part of our evolution. Yeah.
Okay. Espero. Porque nosotros tenemos música de internacional DJ Oladsky.
No entiendo este bullición de sentimientos confusos. Si lloro porque te vas, si riño porque te quedas, no ha
aguanto esta confusión de sentimientos y penas. Compartimos muchas cosas como dos enamorados. Dices que me echas de menos cuando no estoy a tu lado. Si te busco todo el tiempo, necesitas un espacio. No comprendo tu actitud. Este amor es muy extraño. Y dime corazón, corazón, ¿qué es lo que quieres de mí? Y dime corazón, corazón, si ya todo te lo di. Tú me pediste cariño,
y cariño yo te di.
Tú me pediste ternura,
y ternura yo te di.
Tú me pediste caricia,
y caricia yo te di. Entonces dime que quieres.
Necesitas un espacio, no comprendo tu actitud. Este amor es muy extraño. Y dime corazón, corazón, dime qué quieres de mí. Y dime corazón, corazón, si ya todo te lo di. Tú me pediste cariño,
y cariño yo te di.
Tú me pediste ternura,
y ternura yo te di.
Nosotros está escuchando Yo Nací Para Amarte. If you're just listening and just tuning in, you are listening to I Was Born to Love You. En el área ahora, desde Lagos, Nigeria, marque 516-453-9133. Presione el número 1 en el teclado para hablar con nosotros. Esto es traído a usted por Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ahora tenemos la persona que llame número 4. We have caller number 4. Caller number 4, ¿quién eres? And who are you and where are you calling from?
I didn't know if you were going to ask me in English or in Spanish. Hello, Tiana Speaks. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I have to tell you, you are doing such a fantastic job with this show tonight. Congratulations to you. It's amazing what you're doing. And it's so needed on our network. And I know, you know, several of us have spoken about it before. Yet to add to your story tonight, I don't understand hardly any of the Spanish. I could pick out a word here and there. I did study some French and could speak a little French for a while. So some of the words are similar and I can pick them out. I also had a Spanish young gentleman live with me for a while. And so I learned a few little words, yet hearing it spoken in like long sentences and conversation is hard for me to pick things out. However, I have to say that I'm not going to mention any names, yet the young gentleman that lived with me came to the United States legally with his family when he was 3 years old, and he got his residency last year. It took him all of that time to try to go to school. I mean, he went to school here to try to work, to try to do all kinds of things and not be able to get his residency until last year, and paid thousands of dollars to an immigration attorney to help him get there. And it took 10 years for him to get that. So he is in such a much better place right now. Yet I can understand how frustrated people can get, because this system, I think, is really broken in a lot of ways. And I don't know how to fix it yet. There's got to be some people out there working on fixing it, because there's certainly different situations that need different types of attention in the community. So hats off to you for this show. It's wonderful, and I just wanted to call in and support you.
Gracias para todo. Thank you for all. Y gracias para... Tú eres una buena amiga de mí. Y yo tengo mucho amor para ti. I said you're a good friend of mine, and I have a lot of love for you. I appreciate you very much. You know that.
Same here, Tiana. Good job, and, you know, enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you so much. Emilio, yo tengo lo mismo pregunta para ti. ¿Qué cosas enfrentan los latinos con la inmigración?
I used to say that the lady said that look, that's ridiculous, taking all that time to get your paperwork. Hace mucho tiempo para conseguir tu papel de residencia, ese señor, la señora que estaba hablando antes, está aquí con 3 años y espera más de 20 años para eso. Es eso malo. Y para la gente, tú haces tu papel. Tú tienes que sacar copia. Y después, tú tienes que mandar tu papel a correo y para el recibo. Cuando la gente consigue a papel, va a mandar un recibo y guarda ese papel. Y cuando conseguí el papel y comienza tu papel, va a mandar una cosa que se llama Notice of Action, noticia de acción. Y va a ser un número. Y ese es tu número, ese número va a cambiar. Y guarda ese papel también. Y tú tienes que llamar y pregunta dónde está tu papel y que cómo sigue tu papel. I said, when you get that, you make copies of your paperwork and you mail it, return receipt, and you keep that return receipt. And once they start doing action, they send you a paperwork document saying it's a notice of action. And that notice of action, you're going to have a number, and that number will continue with each development. And I told them they have to call to find out where the paperwork is at. Because you involved with that. Y tú pagas un abogado para hacer tu papel. Cuando él termina tu papel, tú manda tu papel. Que tú no vas a ver ese abogado manda la, está mandando la papel. Y se tira en la basura. Y dice, sí, yo le mandé la papel, yo no sé qué está pasando. Tú. Va a meter otra vez y después tiene que pagar más. And they will say, I don't know what happened to your paperwork. We got to do it again, but it's going to cost you. And you know, they're not being true. Está diciendo mentira. Pero tú tienes que caminar con ese papel. Llama a la gente. Y cuando tú llamas el número, tú puedes tocar dos para español. Y la gente va a hablar español. Y te dice, ¿cómo va mi papel? ¿Dónde está? ¿Qué necesita más cosas? Y la gente va a, dice, sí. Tú necesitas un cosa y va a mandar otro correo con dirección que necesita. And I said, you call the agency and they will let you know if you need anything. They will send you a letter letting you know what else is needed. You know, we need a full interpretation of your birth certificate. It's simple steps like this that people miss. That's why, you know, tú sabes leer inglés o gente en tu familia lee las cosas en inglés y otra persona lee y ve que tú tienes todo tu papel y siempre tiene que hacer copia. Porque la gente dice, tú no mandas eso, tú tienes la copia, tú mandas otra. I say a lot of times they say they don't have this. That's why it's good to make copies of everything you send to immigration. And I think the lady said the hardest thing is immigration. Is why do people take so long? And it's unfair.
Absolutely.
You have some people come from other countries, get it done quicker. Like I said, the Latin American people, they just push them aside, you know. Por ejemplo, la gente de otro país, la papel sale rapidito y la gente de latino tiene que esperar y dice, necesita otra cosa y no responde. Y tú estás esperando y tiempo pasa, tienes que meter tu papel otra vez. And I say a lot of times, you wonder nobody responding to you, then a couple of years go by, then you have to redo it. Y, importante, la papel que tú metes en arriba, en la quinita derecha, tiene la fecha. La fecha dice que no pasa 21 de agosto de 2023. Y tu papel pasa ese tiempo, o antes de ese tiempo, y dice que la fecha de marzo 21 de 2022, tú no puedes meter ese papel, pues ese tiempo pasa. Tienes que chequear la quinita en la derecha, la fecha de la papel, con ese papel está seguro. I said a lot of times they put the date on that you submit your documents. That's very important, that it can't be after August 21st, 2023. And if you download a paper that says March 21st, 2022, you're already behind the Powerball because they're not using that document. So they change it like every 6 months to a year, they change that date. They cambia esa fecha cada 6 meses y un año se cambia la fecha de ese papel. Todo la papel de inmigración, all the paper immigration has that date on it, expiration date.
Buena información. Y ahora queremos tus pensamientos finales y lo que quieres decir a la gente. Now we want your final thoughts and what you want to say to the people.
Va a decir la gente latino que tú sabes que la familia latina, la familia latina son juntos y tiene que ayudar a cada persona. No importa si tú tienes tu cosa, ayuda a la gente. La Biblia dice que Jesús siempre ayuda a la gente. Y nosotros es aquí para ayudar a la persona siempre que necesita que ayuda. No importa qué país, hombre, mujer, siempre tiene que ayudar. Esa es la palabra. Tiene que caminar igual de Jesús. I told them that Jesus said you have to help one another. And the Latin family, they normally stay together, but they need help everyone around them. That's what the Bible said. God, Jesus helped everyone, so we got to help everyone, and we got to walk in the way he did by just helping each other. Y también ama tu vecinos. I said, love your neighbors.
Sí. Es buena. Tiene amor para toda la gente. Y yo tengo también. Eric, lo mismo. Ahora queremos tus pensamientos finales y lo que quieres decir a la gente.
To kind of summarize some of the things we had spoken about, yes, the Hispanic community, those goes to, you know, certain trials where you got to deal with, you know, immigration, waiting, you know, to get your papers established and all that to for you to be able to, you know, kind of move on with your life and start working towards your purpose, because if you're not legal in this country, you know, you don't have social security stuff, definitely you'll be having some closed doors right in your face because of that. But I also understand now that I'm older and have, you know, a bit more of experience. Education is so important, and I truly believe that if we do look into the right things, there's always a way to find ways to, you know, get yourself ahead as far as learning how the system works and how others were able to do it as well. And other than that, you know, like my brother over there said, you know, everybody stick together, keep your thoughts high and, you know, in a positive vibrational energy, and God bless everybody. And we're here to help. If anybody has any questions, we're here in New Jersey. We have a technology solution company that deals with a lot of technology and internet, IT, and we also possess information about, you know, entrepreneurial stuff, you know, ways you can start up your own company and things like that. If anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to Tiana, and we'll be in touch.
¿Y para la gente en español, por favor? ¿Qué tú dijiste en español, por favor?
O para la comunidad latina, que mantengan su fe en alto y entiendan que siempre hay otras formas de hacer las cosas. Siempre va a haber una forma, siempre va a haber otra oportunidad. Entendiendo bien cómo funciona el sistema y aprendiendo que hay otras oportunidades aparte de solamente obtener un estatus legal, hay otras opciones como empresariato, pequeños negocios, y nosotros poseemos algunas informaciones que serían útil para alguna persona si le interesa, como por ejemplo, cómo comenzar su propio negocio, su propia compañía, y estamos dispuestos a ayudar. Y si tienen alguna pregunta, que se sientan libres de contactarnos y trataremos de ayudar.
Gracias para todo, Emilio, y gracias para todo, Eric. Ahora es tiempo de Ngozi. Right now it's Ngozi time.
Para que no quiero. vida se está consumiendo. Pobre corazón, dentro de mi pecho ya está sufriendo. No tiene quien amar y en esta soledad se está consumiendo.
Listen, after 10 years, this has been my dream, to have a Latinx show that expresses the concerns and love for our wonderful Latin community. I'm very proud tonight for being a part of this show. And, of course, Tiana Speaks did an outstanding job with hosting this wonderful program. I'm so proud of all the people that count that robbery to listen tonight, and people who don't understand Spanish still stayed in there and felt the vibe of the show. I love you guys, man, all around the world. And to all of the Latin-speaking countries tonight, you proved your worth in gold. Congratulations to Tiana Speaks on her sixth WBNN All-Time Connection record, the first All-Time Connection record for We Were Born to Love You, Ronisi Parker Amate. And that shows a lot. Honoring Darlene Lawrence and the wonderful championship tonight, you know, this has been my goal, to be a greater network, multimedia, you know, for all people that support us on a constant basis. To my Latin community, thank you so much. And this show is dedicated to every single person of the Latinx community. Tomorrow night, we come back on here with the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2022, Christine Powell, and the Shiza Show, 9:30 Eastern. That's right. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN's advertising doing Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Well, Dudley Malay with Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, our welcome program tonight? Oh, late day late. I go to mine@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrining. Ola Dudley Malay with Ngozi. Your boy Olaz, be saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We're going to play the theme song at the end of the show, y'all. Get ready. Tiana Speaks, you're a champion tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. excuse me, I'm a little sick, guys. If you are an Hispanic, I want you to know I love you. I'm giving you a hug, and I'm wishing you peace. My name is Tiana Speaks. You can find me on IG at Speaks Radio. Si eres hispano, quiero que sepas que te amo. Te doy un abrazo y te deseo paz. Mi nombre es Tiana Speaks. Puedes encontrarme en IG, Speaks Radio. I did this show sick because I love my radio family, and I hope we help someone today. I care about your souls. That's what I care about. And also, thank you for listening. Hice este programa enfermo porque amo a mi familia de radio. Espero que hayamos ayudado a alguien hoy. Me preocupo por tu ama. Adiós, gente.